Danny Hip Hop 2012, man, we just want to continue to bring new and exciting stuff to you. We want to introduce Marjorie Battle, who will be working with us moving forward. You're about to check her out on this anniversary special. We felt that this is the most appropriate way to introduce her to all of you guys. So that's what it is, Marjorie Battle.
What's up, everybody? I'm Marjorie Battle. I'll be the host today for the Dead in Hip Hop 1 year anniversary question session. As you know, we ask you guys to send your questions in and we would answer them for you. So that's what's up. We got a lot of good stuff in and I can't wait for you to check it out.
Earthlings, what's up?
It's your man, SKYZOO.
Hey, Barrows 924.
This is Sasha Mackey.
Yo, this is K Mayfield, Mania Music Group.
What's good, people? This is your man, 4Knox, live and direct.
Nairobi from the Tricol Class.
I am Eternia from my mother's womb.
This is Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop. Rocking with Dead End Hip Hop.
Shut up, Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Come through, kick it with us, party with us, come
Bobby
have some
drink.
Fun, games, drink, drink the C-Town. Drink your C-Town, challenge people and BZ to basketball.
Ooh, y'all don't want it.
Come through.
y'all don't want that shit though. You ain't about that life though.
You ain't about that life though.
So the first question is from Sebastian from Chile, and he writes, and anybody can answer this question. Whose idea was it to start recording the conversations and create a YouTube channel for them?
Montel Williams.
What?
Nah, you know, this actually started, you know, about 2 years ago. And it was a conversation that Mike, I, and Rod had after the A3C, which is where we kind of, which is almost like the foundation, like when we first started and coming out of the public of hip-hop, it started at the A3C at 2010. So after that, we just got together and just started collaborating, coming up with ideas, and the concept for the show came from just watching just some exchange happen between, you know, C-Town and some other group of guys that we know, and Rod, of course. And then that's when the idea hit, and then from there, it's just a matter of putting it all together. Here we are.
Easy.
Follow him on Twitter.
If you were stuck on an island and you can only take one hip-hop song with you to keep your sanity, what would it be?
The World Is Yours by Nas.
Why?
Because, I think to me that song is very inspirational. So for me to have that song with me, that'd keep my sanity, like, a lot.
You wouldn't get tired hearing it before?
No.
So moving on, I'm going to start with Fifo. What is the meaning of all your nicknames? And I'll start with you.
Alright, Fifo, my grandma gave me that. I don't know where it comes from, but my grandma gave me that name, and I've been riding with that name ever since I was born. You know, so it's me. You know, it's Raphael, Ferrer, Fifo. You know what I'm saying? It's just part of who I am now.
BZ, how'd you get your name?
Shit, my, pretty much I consider them brothers from my hometown. They called me that since back in the day, man. It was either B or BZ. So every time they see me in the hallway, BZ, you know, every time we play ball and stuff, BZ. So it's just stuck. You know, I mean, the 430, that's just my birthday. So that's the only reason why I always use the 430. But they always call me BZ all the time. So it just stuck with me ever since then. So when I started doing this show, I said, what other cool nickname to use? And the nickname that my brother's been calling me from day one. So there it is.
That came from when I was in high school. And this is back when I was a little punk rock kid. We come into Atlanta. We live in Congress. And we come into Atlanta to go to shows. And people used to clown us because they were like, y'all from Congress. And then no one knows shit about Congress back then because it was like a small town. They said we'd drive by some tractors and shit. So they would just make jokes by calling us the C-Town kids. It was like me and two or three other dudes that they would just call, you know, oh, there's Mike C-Town. There's Brad C-Town. There's Scott C-Town.
And so C-Town was for Conyers.
C-Town was
I thought it was
Conyers,
Chicago.
Conyers, Georgia.
No. I think everybody thinks that, but no.
Z-Town is Fresno, Georgia, the capital of syphilis outbreaks.
Oh, my God.
And what else do we have? Cool and Condos.
Cool and Condos.
A horse park. That's really it.
King, that, you know, I've never been one that had a lot of nicknames, but that one actually came from a good friend of mine from Texas, and we worked at different branches when I was in the mortgage industry, and we used to always talk politics and whatever, and we used to bounce a lot of ideas off her head just to kind of see what she feels. She was always honest and direct with me, but she actually came up with the name. She was like, and she just basically, it's really simple, it's a surprise, all these years never thought of it, but she was like, basically took my first initial and put it with my last name. She was like, I mean, it says it right there, right. So.
I didn't know it was King until recently. That. I thought it was Kinch.
Yeah,
and
a lot of
people called your ass King. when my man, fucking Misanthropic One, called you King, I'm like, this motherfucker's name is King? I've been saying Kinch this whole fucking time.
Yeah,
really? All right, so transitioning into some rap questions. Tom Foreman wants to know, who do you guys think has the best diss track of all time?
Uh-oh. I hope this don't turn into no Daddy Hip Hop conversation.
We can take it into a show, but go ahead, B.
Yeah.
Go ahead, B.
Real motherfucking G. Damn it, I'm standing by that. With close second by No Vaseline by Ice Cube. Holla at me. That's mine.
Bebo?
Pac, man.
You ain't
got to win, man. Hey. That's the best diss track. My second one is Ether by Nas. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z's one of my favorites. He's like, dude, fuck Jay-Z. Hey, that's he went straight for the juggler.
I am 155,000% in agreement with FIFA for first and second. It cannot get better than Hip Hop. When I start a track, like my man fucking K Brown said, when I start a track with, that's why I fucked your bitch. Fat motherfucker. Done. You can't say shit to that.
I got a co-sign with FIFA and C-Town. Hit him up, man.
Hey.
Hit him up. That shit was raw, dog. Like, that shit was raw. To the point. In your face, no subliminals.
Nope. And the best thing, sorry to cut you off, best thing was the fact, like, all them ad libs, like, where he was just talking shit. My fofo make sure all y'all kids don't grow up. God damn, how you threaten my kids that ain't even born yet? Get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo.
Alright, your next question. Next question. We about to turn this shit into an episode. We gotta have that episode, man. For real, man. We gotta have that. For real.
Yeah. Alright, so who's the better rapper, Biggie or Tupac? Mario or Eskio?
Oh, man. I think, you know what, man? I think that debate is, you know, for all my sports fans out there, it's like Magic and Bird. You can't. They're too different, but they're both great, so you can't really take anything away from them. You know, they both did what they did great, and I can't say that this person is better than that person, but all I can say is that they both legends. You know, I wish Biggie had more work that he was able to release like Pac did, because we all know Pac lived in a studio, but they both great. I can't say one's better than the other. They both serve their purpose.
I mean, same way with FIFA, but I personally like Biggie more. I mean, I was more of a Biggie fan than Pac fan. I still love both of the artists though, so, but I'm gonna go with Biggie if I had to choose between one of them.
You know, I think people like to lump these two together because of their history. So, I mean, I don't really think, I mean, I understand why people ask the question, but they're so different. It's really hard to make that comparison to right pick one. Because they all rap different, they add different content, different subject matters, etc. So, and then of course the catalogs are different. So I really can't even answer that question.
Who do you enjoy though? Are you serious? Yeah, I was about to say. Oh, you stopping there?
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Answer the question. Yeah.
Who did you like better? No, who did you listen to more?
Thank you. That's the question.
Fuck y'all, man. Such a it would be Pac. It would be Pac. If I had to pick a favorite, it would be Pac.
Alright, cool. It is hard to pick, man. They're way different. I can only say which one I listen to more. And personally, I listen to Biggie more, but that is definitely not saying that Biggie was a better rapper than Pac, because they had different styles. A lot of people say that Pac was a boring MC, and I'm like, that dude had so much passion behind everything he said. You know, the way he spit. And Biggie was just raw, so it's different. Biggie, to me, didn't have that much passion behind what he said. He just spit it so nasty that you believe. beat. Like, but with Pac, it was conviction. It was like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So I would personally listen to Biggie before I would put a Pac album on, but definitely can't say which one's better.
So Mike, since you're already talking, I got a question for you. George M. wants to know, what's your real issue or dislike with Jay-Z? He's like, you know, you calling him an average MC. It's kind of like calling Kobe an average basketball player. So what do you have to say about that?
What's that mean?
Yeah, he don't know basketball.
That's the person that asked him that, though, so they don't know.
I mean, I don't have an issue with Jay-Z. I've never said he was whack. I think that he's a false god for fucking hip-hop fans. I think it's unbelievable that people think that he's so amazing. But if somebody told me their favorite rapper was Jay-Z, I wouldn't be like, you're fucking stupid. I would just say he's not, you know, he doesn't really mean that much to me. I've listened to his songs. I don't really get into it.
Well, I guess he was kind of more saying that, you know, calling him average is just not accurate. Like,
because, well, that's the thing. If what's his name, George M?
George M.
If George M wanted to tell me I was inaccurate, we'd have an issue. Because here's the thing. I think the majority of rappers out right now that are hot are far below average. Far below average. Lil Wayne is not an average MC. He's terrible. You know what I'm saying? So Jay-Z is far above a Lil Wayne.
So what you're saying, you're giving him a compliment.
Yeah, but I say, when I say that he's average, I think that what happens a lot when I say shit, like, people, I think on my head's terms, I don't really think on everybody else's terms. I should probably stop doing that. But when I say average, I think that, like, if you have MCs that are good, right, and you have this level here, Jay-Z's here, he's good, he's a good MC. He's not bad, he's a good MC. Everybody else that I hear nowadays, the Wakas, the Gucci's, they're way the fuck down here. So Jay-Z is way better than them. It's just, I think there's a lot of other scenes.
His music
scenes
or his lyrics or...
I think his lyrics are boring to me. I think his lyrics are boring. I think his delivery is boring. I've never heard a Jay-Z track or a Jay-Z verse where I've been, God, that shit was crazy.
I'm gonna cut you off. I'm gonna cut you off. Fifo, looks like you want to say something.
No, man, I think Jay-Z's above average MC. The main reason why I say that is because how you're explaining is, Jay-Z is here, and all of the good rappers start here, and they go up from Jay-Z. And I think Jay-Z is more so to the top of that list, including everybody in hip-hop. His latest shit, like, you know, if you guys watch the show, I didn't really like Watch the Throne like that. But I can't say that that's the whole way for everything that's Jay-Z.
Oh, I never said it was.
Okay, so for me, overall, Jay-Z's more than the average MC.
Manny Sedino wants to know, who would win in a fight between
Ken
and
C-Sound? Who was that?
Manny.
Manny Sedico, get a fucking light, dog.
Why would you want
to
know that?
They're probably referring to that little B joint. Yeah.
My arms are like half the size of Ken's. So if I stuck and moved,
well, you know,
real
it's
quick,
a lot of questions.
He's older than me.
A lot of people actually did write in to ask that question. They wanted to know who was going to win.
You said say what now?
A lot of people wanted to know. A lot of people asked that question.
I bet it was coming a little bit.
So speed and agility. And age. Dance around the ring until I get tired.
But if he caught me, I might have a problem.
You might be in a little trouble.
I don't know if I can wiggle out of that one.
How did you guys come up with the name Dead End Hip Hop?
It came out of a... Actually, it came out of a conversation / debate between C-Town and a whole bunch of people on a thread, and I forgot what we were talking about. I think it may have been something about Drake or whatever. And the phrase was actually in that particular thread, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, "Oh shit, this would be perfect for, you know, an actual show."
And Doug Wise,
MC, look him up. Wise is buzzworthy.
Homie Wise, look him up, like C-Town said. Local Atlanta MC, doing his thing. Shout out to Doug.
It sounds so sad saying it now.
Simon
Collins, that ain't hip-hop. He's the most opinionated on the show. You are, man.
In your opinion, what qualifies someone to be a really good MC?
To me, it would have to be... Well, it depends. depends on what kind of hip hop we're talking, because I mean there's so many different, you know, genres and subgenres. So I mean, you can be a good MC. You don't have to have the best lyrics in the world. Like people always say that, you know, me and B only like stuff that's lyrical, which is not true. If your delivery is so on point that your lyrics kind of really don't matter as much, I would still consider you a great MC, like Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi ain't the best lyricist in the world, but he has such a unique sound that to me it makes him, I guess that makes him a good songwriter versus a good MC though, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, but delivery is part of MC.
It is. But I'm saying, can delivery outweigh lyrics to the point where you kind of almost ignore the fact that lyrics are bad?
I think you can go hand in hand though.
Yeah.
I think they both can go hand in hand, kind of. You know, one can kind of
outweigh a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit the other one. Well, I think, vice versa, you know what I'm saying?
I think with me, personally, I think it's more so like, if your lyrics are just absolute shit, but your delivery is amazing, I'm still not really going to consider you a great MC. To me, I want to have it all. I want to have, you know, your lyrics be dope and on point, and your delivery to be dope and on point. But for me, sometimes I'd be sooner to dismiss your delivery than I would your lyrics. Like, if your lyrics are amazing, but your delivery is not that great, I would still call you a dope MC.
Which two MCs would you guys, anybody can answer this, would you guys like to see battle?
I say Redman and Eminem. I like to see a Redman and Eminem battle.
That would be nice.
That's me.
That'd be real nice.
Why? Because both of them are like, I'm a huge fan of Redman. Always love Redman, man. His battle delivery is sick. Like, people always sleep on Redman as far
Definitely.
As how witty and how slick he is when he's battling the MC. I've seen him, you know, I've seen video of him battling MCs, and he's just so witty. And Eminem bring the same kind of criteria. So to see them two clash, I would love to see that, man. I would love. Like, just some old St. Andrews, Dirty Detroit club just battling.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
The old Eminem, not Eminem
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, the 1997.
Yeah.
Man. I would love to see that, man. I would love to
that
see
would
that.
Be dope. You know who I want to see? I want to finally see it. Joe Budden and Jay-Z. I want to see them two just go at it. Just stop throwing the subliminals. I love the way Joe always goes at him. You know what I'm saying? But I would like to see Jay-Z finally be like, you know what, that damn, you know, like how you say, watch the throne. Like, watch this shit. Watch this shit I'm about to say. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel at this point, all Jay has to really rely on is like money. Oh, I got this, I got that. Well, shit. You know what I'm saying? Remind me the reason why, you know, Nas really didn't kill you in a battle. You know, I still think he did. But, hey, if you're talking about Watch the Throne and you run hip-hop, well, shit, Joe Budden keep going at you every time. Every time. This guy does not back down. So, what, because he's not in your tax bracket, you can't say something, even though he's attacking you? So that's the two I want to see.
I would have really liked to have seen Self-Titled and Copyright really, really, really go at each other. Because when they had that beef back in the day, if... You know, all you nerds that remember this shit, Self-Titled never actually dropped a track. It was just Copy, Esoteric, and LP that released tracks. I would have really have loved to see Self-Titled and Copyright go at each other. That would be an interesting battle to me. Other than that, I really can't think of anybody that I'd really care to see battle right now.
Tech N9ne said in an interview that Black Hippie is the modern day NWA. Do you agree? If so, what do you think?
You can't compare them, man. I can.
Yeah, I could too, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't
see what they're doing. You're probably about to say the same thing.
Black is it.
No, I was just saying, if you think about some of the subject matters that the MCs touch on various levels, I can see why he would try to draw that comparison. But we don't have a Black Hippie album or albums right now. So
I think he just means by the collective.
Yeah.
Like if you, I agree with you definitely. Like if you look at their content of what Black Hippie talks about, like especially if you look at Kendrick Lamar's album, like he was reporting. I think you even said this on the review that he was reporting the news just like N.W.A. did back in the day.
Yeah.
So I see their point. The only difference is I don't think that they can make such a mark as N.W.A. did, because when N.W.A. came out, no one was expecting this. These dudes just came out of nowhere, calling themselves niggas with attitude. And they were just
saying, fuck the police.
Exactly. Shit that we were not used to.
You know what I'm saying?
You didn't say that kind of stuff on record.
Exactly. Nah.
Black Hippie, they're not really shocking anybody. N.W.A. shocked everybody into thinking.
Yep.
And we weren't used to that. I was in, what, fourth, fifth grade when that shit came out? And we're like, oh my God, fuck the police.
What? Yeah, NWA was innovators. Like
they, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the clear.
They're innovators to a degree, but not like that.
Well, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is, it's almost like, I don't really want to like compare these two because I think they both have major influence, but it's almost like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
You know, because... Yeah. NWA was Malcolm X by any means necessary. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're going out there, hey, if you say something, I'm going to, you know. But Black Hippie is like, they are conscious on the same tip. They just not as aggressive with it. They not out here talking about, hey, pull your strap when you see a cop. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
So that's the difference. But they both are talking on major social issues that's happening in our hoods right now.
Especially Kendrick.
With all the success of Dead in Hip Hop in this past year, has anything changed as far as your personal lives? I guess as far as people like recognizing you on the street. Do you get a lot of that?
I hope you got her facial expression.
Oh my God.
Priceless.
I think so. You got the Go ahead, B. Good,
I've been to a couple of places. I didn't tell y'all about it. Like I went to Chipotle and someone recognized me before. Went to a Walmart. Walmart employee recognized me before. That's about it. Like people recognize you when you go out. I know Mike Seton tweeted a few times where he'd be at a show and somebody like, oh shit, yeah, so same thing last week. A person in my neighborhood stopped him and he was like, oh damn, Dead in Hip Hop.
Shout out to Levi.
But yeah, that's it, man. That's the only difference.
Oh man. You know, nobody's really come up to me and it's like, oh, I'm FIFO, but nah. But I think one of the last times was when we went to Six Flags this past summer. That was pretty dope. Yeah, people were seeing us like, oh, we seen them at Six Flags.
It's always great for Atlanta to show love when they see us, man. I think we all appreciate that when we're out because it shows that, on some level that we're making an impact and people really listening to what we're saying and digging what we're saying. The only that, I saw coming out from seeing Red Tail, and then of course the Levi, and then all of us when we went to the show to see Dodge Races, homie came up to us and introduced himself. So all those things are cool, man. We really appreciate it, man. So you guys see us out, man.
Yeah, A3C
shout
too.
Us out, man. A3C. Oh, yeah.
It's one thing with A3C, but it's different with Atlanta because Atlanta, to be honest, Atlanta is very, very, very. I don't want to call them antisocial, but. I don't know, Atlanta's weird sometimes with that kind of thing. Like they don't prop up motherfuckers. Like you're just a dude to them. So it's cool when you go to like an independent show and you run into some dude that's just like, oh hey, Dead in Hip Hop, da 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 da, and they're being cool but just want to talk. Mm-hmm. Like I met quite a few really really cool dudes. Like MC Israel I met. Like I think that was relatively recently. That dude Josh that I ran through at a poetry reading. Like that shit's just cool.
All right. Who is someone in the music industry that you think is underrated and deserves to be noticed more? FIFO.
For me?
Yeah.
The homie Logic. This dude here, every time he drops, I'm checking. Like, I think he's like the one guy right now that is like, when something drops, like I'm subscribed to his management on YouTube. So whenever they drop a new video or whatever, I'm looking forward to the Young Sinatra 3. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking forward to it, man. I think the dude his time is coming, man. I think dude is really dope. I wish more people would know about him. You know what I'm saying? I know I tweet it, I push it, I really like Logic. That's the guy for me.
Probably one of the main people that I really wish other dudes pay attention to more is Tame One. Because Tame One has been a complete fucking beast since the 90s, and he does not get the respect that he gets. For being part of Artifacts, to doing his own shit, to doing shit with the Weathermen, to doing, Slow Suicide Stimulus, one of my favorite fucking albums. Shout out Tame One, shout out Charlie Chan. Like, those dudes are fucking beasts. But Tame One, definitely, man. Because he was ahead of his time 10 fucking years ago.
One guy that came out last year that I'm really waiting to see, or waiting to hear him drop another project is how do you say Kobe Obi?
Oh yeah, Kobe Obey.
Kobe Obey?
Yeah, he's dope.
Dude is really dope, man. Like I'm really anxiously waiting for him to drop something else because, just what he has done up to this point is like, wow, man, you need to do more. So Kobe Obey is one. And I think Absol deserves a little bit more attention. I think he put out two good projects, Long Term and Long Term Mentality too. So he's the other two. So those are the two that really come to my mind when I think about this question.
I got two of them. One would be Invincible.
I would love to see get a lot more attention. She is like dope as hell. Plus she's from my hometown too, so I had to throw that in. Another one, I would say Black Thought. I don't think Black Thought still get like
the
you know
props he needs.
Yeah, the props he needs, man. Black Thought is dope as hell, man. Like people just tend to just shrug him up under the rug every. Oh yeah, he's dope, but then they just shrug him up under the rug every time. I think he definitely needs more attention than people should give him. You know what I'm saying? He's dope. Always my top MC.
Rishi Sharma wants to know, how did you guys meet and become such good friends?
How did we meet?
And become such good friends. You guys seem to have really good chemistry and get along really well.
I'm not going to front. I mean, we're all cool.
Yeah.
It's not like if I was in the hospital, I'd call these motherfuckers and be like, yo, I'm dying. Like, I need to
you
get
wouldn't?
Me.
Yeah, no. What? So if you was dying, you wouldn't say, yo.
I'd probably send a tweet.
That's fucked up because I just gave you a jump.
Yeah. You're on your way to work. We worked. Okay, so the way we met, we worked together. All four of us worked together. He just kind of straggled in somehow. I think B was Rod's friend.
Yeah, B was Rod's friend. The way we really got close, like when Mike, man, when I first met Mike, I was like, okay, who's this guy? Okay, well, he don't really say nothing.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he's a
weirdo. No, look, I don't judge people like that, Mike. We were
ready. He's giving a look.
Like, who's this guy? You know what I'm saying? Because Mike knew a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that I was cool with. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole different story about Ken. But, you know, I saw Mike and I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know people I know, but, you know, we don't ever interact. But, you know, we kind of, you know, got to introduce this stuff. And he's been cool ever since I've known him. Like, I've never had no major beefs or nothing like that with Mike. Mike's always been cool to me, fair guy, speaks what he wants all the time. You know what I'm saying? But that's Mike, and I could appreciate that. Man, with Ken, man, I ain't going to lie. When I first met Ken, I thought he was ass. I really did thought he
you
was
too?
Ass.
Yeah, I did too.
I did too.
I did too. I kind of
you too?
No, you come off like that.
You too?
I thought you
were kind of douchey. Oh, you got to put that out there.
I thought he was kind of douchey. I mean, my sister was like, oh, here comes Ken. I was like, oh, here comes this nigga.
This is the intern, by the way, TJ.
But the thing is that Ken is real cool. You know what I'm saying? So that assholeness that he has to him is part of him, but not in a bad way because he's funny with it. The way I met B was through Modest Media Rod. You know what I'm saying? We played basketball. We really played basketball together. And Rod was like, oh, man, my boy from Detroit, man, he be hooping. This down and third. I'm like, shit, bring his ass up. Get his ass bust, too. B came on the court and held his own, and we've been cool ever since, you know what I'm saying? And Rod is the same way with Mike and Ken. I met him at the job, and Rod was cool too. You know
I didn't
what
like
saying?
Rod either.
Nah?
Mm-hmm. Rod, I'll tell you why, because all the girls, all they talked about was Rod.
You know
and
what?
I got sick of that shit.
What?
Motherfucker.
You know what?
They ain't hating this shit. Nigga, cop blocking this
shit. I'm playing. Nah, Rod hella cool.
Yeah, Rod, you know what? I felt like Rod was the unofficial welcoming party. At the job. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, oh, what's up? You know, yeah, man, you know, my name's Fry, you know, this, that. Oh, man, he show you around. So I was like, oh, okay, well, shit, at least you cool. And then, you know what I'm saying? The more we got to talking, you know, we had more in common. He's a Taurus, I'm a Taurus. We talk Jay-Z, we talk sports. It was just a lot of stuff that we had in common. It's just a lot of stuff we had in common. So I was just like, oh, shit, well, that's my dude. You know what I'm saying? So.
yeah, same thing. Work with these guys, hooping with B, and shit, after work, drinking with C-Town. So we still, like, every Friday, man, you know, we still all go out, so that's how I, you know, got a chance to get to know C-Town and drinking and just clowning with him, so.
Yeah, man, I know Rod for a lot of years. We used to work at Lennox out, and once he had transferred, I think here, that's when I got introduced to everybody else. Well, I knew Ken and Ralph for a minute, and then I got introduced to Mike recently, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. Came by my crib a couple times when, like, this was before we, like, was really, really cool, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you can't think for the Nova thing.
And like, I 40 and y'all were mugging.
Yeah,
like, we knew
of you. I mean, I knew of you, but like I didn't know you. And then when I saw you, I'm like, oh, that's the same dude that came by the crib or whatever. Yeah, so ever since then, man, shit. Just been magic with Dead and Hip Hop.